Okay guys, hello. My name is Nadia and I'm gonna be your host for today. And my focus on this podcast is simply to talk about my experience through nursing school from day one, or maybe I'm gonna start from the day I started applying to different nursing schools and what my experience was, share with you guys, and maybe be a sort of consolation for those who are trying to get into nursing school. Just hang in there and let's talk about this really deep. So, before I started applying to nursing schools, I thought about doing different programs, like maybe being a vet, or better still, doing some sort of artwork, because I love a lot of art, something really handy, even though I have a bachelor's in something really different. But so many of my friends and family convinced me about nursing, that it was really something worth going into. It was really a kind of job you would like to do. In the long run, it's really going to help you be financially stable, and it's something which in years to come is still going to be in high demand due to the aging population of the world. So those are really like strong convincing points I considered before going into nursing school. Now, before getting into the program, I had to do like prerequisites. I had to meet with like an academic advisor who's given me like advice and coaching me through the process, how to do my prerequisites, what courses were required for me to get into the program, how my schedule, my academic schedule was going to look like, and what I actually needed to do, like brother courses in order to get into the programs, like getting my CPR or certified nursing assistant certificate, and what schools I could apply to and what are my chances of getting into the schools. So it was really a long-term goal, because it's not right now I started applying to nursing school. Like, it's something that took time because I started with prerequisite courses. And, yeah, that was how it all started. So, here I was, doing my generals or prerequisites to get into the school. It took me a while to get most of, at least 60% of the prerequisites done. And, I must say, the prerequisite courses were not as difficult I thought in my head it was going to be. And I really kind of enjoyed the classes because it was something I've done before and it was really familiar and easier for me to get along with, like really easy for me to understand what was being taught in class and practice it. Not literally though. So, yeah. So phase two was me trying to get into the program. And I still had to go meet my academic advisor during the application process. And she saw me through each process, like each school I had to apply to, including the college I was taking my generals at. She helped me with getting my documents together, like applying for my CPR class, my CNA class. And application wasn't too bad. Now, the next part of it was really stressful. Like, submitting them, meeting each requirement of each college I applied to. Now, the thing was, each college had its own deadline. And right after that deadline, your application was going to be null and void. Like, you never applied. It was not even going to be looked at. So, I had to really work fast and under duress because I had to meet each college's application deadline. I had to submit my application before the deadline so all my hard work wouldn't go to waste. Now, coming to the college, I got, like, the college at the top of my list. Like we say, you plan, but God disposes. That was not the college I got into to do my nursing degree. So, I had to look down on other colleges, like, go to the next on my list, because you have to have a list, definitely, if not, bye-bye to nursing school. So, I must say, I got into the college, which was, like, number 4 or 5 on my list. And I must remark that most colleges in the big cities, very competitive, like, there's like 1,000 students applying, and the admission, the criteria is really tight. Like, you have so much competition to fight off. You have like this super long waiting list. So annoying, but that's it. That's just how it is in big cities. That's how competitive it is. So I had to move into a really small city, which had like one college, but it was pretty quiet. And when I got to the city, I really appreciated the environment and the college setting. They don't take too many nursing students, but you have like a one-on-one interaction with your teachers, and there's like the room for like a teacher to really know his students and help them out if they needed help. And that was really something like number one in nursing schools. You should always interact with your teachers because they're the ones out there to help you out. Never neglect the importance of your teachers. So I got accepted into the school, into the program. And that is where the hardship of nursing school begins. So I'm going to end here for now. And next segment, we're going to talk about my first day in nursing school. Like my first day in class. I'm so looking forward to telling you guys my experience. Like, just get ready.